Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Debo Getty, and we're Bark Radio.
Greetings, Bark Radio listeners. Oh, we have such a cool visitor with us today, Laura Posey from Richmond, Virginia, and she's going to tell everybody, if you don't already know, about Save This Pup. Hey, Laura,
hey,
welcome.
Welcome.
Hi there.
So Laura, tell us about Save This Pup. I mean, Dee and I know, but there's a lot of people out there that I don't think heard yet.
Well, Save This Pup, I'll tell you the story of how it came to be so you'll understand more what it is. I was sitting at my friend's house one night. We were watching television. I was watching television. She was cooking dinner. And I saw one of those commercials that came on for, like, Save the Children or Christian Children's Fund, one of those places where you give them money every month and they match you up with a child and you get feedback about that child's progress. And I looked at that and I thought, that's a great idea. And if those were dogs, I would so give them money.
Oh, man, light bulb moment.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, why aren't those dogs? Why isn't somebody doing that with dogs? Because people love dogs just as much as they love children. And there are so many dogs that you know, they're in a shelter, they're in a foster home, and they're going to be in care for a while. You know, the typical child, you sponsor a child for 10 or 15 years, and you might not sponsor a dog for that long, but there are lots of dogs that, for lack of a better word, have issues. They have behavioral issues, they have medical issues, sometimes they have breed issues, and they just need enough money to get all of the things they need and stay alive long enough for them to find their forever home.
And I love this.
Find anybody that was doing it. So I thought, well, that night, I picked up my laptop, I went in the kitchen, and I said, we got to find some domain names because we're going to start a business.
Yippee! That's how they start. They always start, grab the laptop, get online.
I mean, it was just that fast. And so we are still in the building process, but really excited. Everybody we talk to about it says, oh, my gosh, that's a great idea. How can we help?
Well, yeah, and
so
once it's up, I mean, once you are up and running, it's just, I can't believe that it won't just fly. With your original idea when you're watching TV that night, people who are dog geeks or animal lovers, they're going to do this in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's when we get it all set up, we're building the website right now. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of money to build a website as complicated as this, because we have to be able to have the dogs be searchable so you can find just the right dog to sponsor. We've got to make sure that your money gets to the right shelter and that the updates for your dog get to you. And so we've got a lot going on building it. But, yeah, once it gets built, I mean, I keep talking to people and they say, I'd love to sponsor two or three dogs because I'd like to have two or three more dogs. I just don't have the space. I don't have the time. Or I've talked to people who said, oh, I would love to have a dog, but I can't because I live in an apartment, or my significant other has allergies or asthma, or we have another animal that won't tolerate a dog. But they want that interaction. They want that feeling of, that's my dog, and I'm keeping it alive.
That's so cool.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
It gives me chills, Laura, every time you talk about it. I think it's the most phenomenal idea, and it's such a fabulous business model.
Well, you know, Christian Children's Fund they're called Child Funds now, and they're a fantastic organization, and they've been around for 80 years. Using this exact same model, and very successfully they've saved, I don't know, probably millions of children. And in this country, I'm sure your listeners know, there are about 4 million animals that go through shelters or rescue organizations every year, and we kill half of them.
Oh, yeah. It's shameful.
I actually think that's conservative.
I think it is, too. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to do something about that.
Absolutely.
And all it takes is money. I mean, these dogs just – there are plenty of people who care and plenty of people who can help care for them and do the physical work required to train them, to give them the veterinary attention. It just takes money.
Yeah, absolutely. And you found this magic solution to all of this. It's going to be something that people can do easily. They can have that doggy face in front of them whenever they want it. They can track that dog. You can't get any better than that. And this, what I love, too, is that this can help the small, teeny, tiny rescues all over this country who are so underfunded.
Yeah, and, you know, it tends to be the small ones and that are taking care of the really difficult cases. Because let's face it, there are a lot of dogs that come through rescue organizations that are fast to be adopted. You know, you get a 12-week-old golden retriever puppy, and, boy, he won't be there a day, and there'll be 10 people fighting over him.
Right.
But you get an 8-year-old pit bull with a medical problem, and that dog's going to be in care for a long time.
Absolutely.
And all he needs is he needs somebody to care and somebody to fund it.
Yep.
I think it's amazing, I can't wait till it gets going because, you know, I'm sponsoring a couple of dogs here.
Oh, me too, man.
it's so cute to hear you say that because that's what people say. They're like, oh, I'll take 2 or 3.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And we're so, you know, we've got everything in place. We've got the plan for the website. We've had so many people donate their time and their energy to help us scope out this project and put it all together. And truly all we are waiting for at this point is the funding to be able to complete the build on this. Everything is lined up, but like everything else, it's just a matter of money. And
waiting
so we're
for the
getting
money.
Ready to, yeah, we've been talking to somebody recently about partnering and helping us get this really off the ground in a big, fast way. And I should hear from him this week or next. And depending on what he says, we're also going to be launching a campaign where we're going to allow people who are interested in helping us get this started to contribute as little as a dollar to get things up and running. We're putting the things in place for our website so that you'll be able to go to savethispup.com and click, yes, I'd like to donate some money to get this started, to get the website built and get things going. And we'll take donations from a dollar on up.
I love that.
Yeah, great idea.
It is, and it'll get you there hopefully a little bit faster until you do that breakthrough thing. What's this about, Ellen?
Oh, yeah. Ellen DeGeneres doesn't know it yet, but she's going to be on her show. And, yeah, she just had, you know, nobody's gone around telling her. But, yeah, we've had from plan one, from day one, we really have been excited because, you know, Ellen is such a pet lover. She's just such a friend to dogs. And we think that this would be something that she could get involved with and help spread the message to her viewers and to the people that engage with her. We think that they would all love the opportunity to sponsor a dog. And so we've been doing a campaign to get on Ellen. If you
all
go
right.
to YouTube and go to the Save This Pup channel, you can watch the videos that we've posted already. I will tell you that we are in the midst of editing a puppet show, and it involves a lot of Barbies. That's all I'm going to tell you, but as soon as it'll be done in about a week or so, and it is hilarious. I swear I almost peed my pants when we were making it. It is so funny.
Okay, that helps explain that Facebook post of yours.
Yeah, that explains the pile of Barbies on the stage. Yeah. And,
you're having way too much fun with this, Laura.
it's so great. And if your listeners want to get involved, an easy thing to do, if you go to our website, you can download Save This Pup sign and hold it up with your dog or hang it around your dog's neck and take a picture of it. And if you go to our Facebook page, it's just facebook.com/savethispup, you can upload a picture of your dog with the Save This Pup sign, and we're rotating out our images on Facebook so that everybody can see your dog with the Save This Pup sign. We just figure we will overwhelm Ellen with kindness and goofiness, two things I think she has in great supply and that she would appreciate. So we're getting videos of people saying, hey, Ellen, have Save This Pup on your show. I was in Europe recently, and I got groups of school children to say, hey, Ellen, have Save This Pup on your show in English, German, French, Spanish, and Dutch.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
go
so
girl.
We have fun stuff. Yeah, if you go to the YouTube channel, you can see two of my good friends, a German and a French woman, doing a Save This Pup rap, which is just really crazy. You're going to look at them and go, were they drinking? And all I can say is, no, they were not. This was like while we were waiting for breakfast to get made. But it's just way too much fun. And
That is just too silly, that rap, by the way.
I love
it. I've got to check it out. I haven't seen it yet.
Ah, Terry, you've been missing something, I'm telling you.
And if anybody wants to make a funny video and send it in, we're going to use all of this to catch Ellen's attention. And so this could be your big break to be on the Ellen Show. She may say, oh, my gosh, that was the funniest video I've ever seen, and we want you to come and do it on the show. I can't promise you because she doesn't know we're coming yet, but I figure why not? It's a shot.
Absolutely.
I know we're going to be on her show. There's no doubt about that. The question is just when.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, Laura, tell the folks again, website.
Very simple, www.savethispup.com. We just have the basic stuff up there. There is a place on our website right now where if you want to get updates on how we're doing, you can just put your email address in there and we'll send out updates on how close we are to getting the website finished. You can also follow us on Facebook. You can like us now, I guess it is, and it's facebook.com/savethispup. And we post probably once or twice a day. We have some great fun videos, and we post pictures from all of our friends who support us. And we also we're using our Facebook page right now. If somebody has a really urgent need for something that's animal rescue related, you can post it on our page. And we have right now probably about 2,100 fans that it'll get out to who are all dog lovers. We found transport for a dog the other day, and we've had folks say, hey, we've got an urgent need for somebody in a particular area to foster or care for a dog. So we're helping out with some of those things as well.
Doesn't that just make you feel great? You've only just begun, and you're already making a difference.
It's just, you know, all I really want to do is just help connect people. I want to help people who care be able to get in touch with people who need help.
Yep.
And, you know, people have more money than they have time or anything else, and so this is a way for them to help directly, to have a dog or a couple of dogs that they know that they're responsible for helping. And then some people have more time than money, and those are the people that actually have the dogs in their homes or are running shelters or helping in an organization in some way. And I just want to be able to connect all of those people together and get the money flowing where it needs to flow, regardless of geographic boundaries. And the Internet is just the perfect vehicle for doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're really excited. We can't wait to go on this journey with you because I absolutely support what you're doing. It's amazing.
It is, Laura. You go, girl.
We're having so much fun with it, and I got to tell you, I mean, it's just it's getting to that place where it's really starting to snowball. People are just coming out of the woodwork and saying, you know what, I've got this for you, or I can help you with this, or you know, I've got an extra $10 here. Let's, you know, will this help? And it all adds up. You know, like I said, the website that we're building is really huge, and we've gotten some breaks on it. We've really gotten a lot of donations, but it's a big, huge automated site, and so it just takes time and money to build it. And I'm so grateful to the people who have stepped up and said, "Let me help somehow."
Right, and I hope as soon as you have that place where folks can go to contribute to help you get the site up. Just let us know, and we'll push that out on Facebook and Twitter as well to let folks know about that, because I think that's fabulous, and I think you're going to get a lot of donations.
Yeah.
We should have that up within a week. I'm so fortunate that one of the people who stepped up really early on to help me out is the lady that runs RichmondPetLovers.com, Mary Archer, and she's been helping me with the web stuff. We had a couple of things we had to get in place, you know, all the legal documents, my goodness. And all the banking and all of that, but everything is in place now for us to be able to start doing that. So we're really excited. So look for it within the next week or so.
And what we'll do, Laura, you're going to just end up being a regular guest because we want to just follow this as it happens. And, of course, when you go on Ellen and all of that stuff.
Heck yeah.
But you'll just be one of our regulars because you're doing something that is incredibly important. As you said, it's a lot of fun. It's just going to help so many critters. We're so thrilled about that.
And, you know, that's the whole purpose is let's just connect the people that have resources with the people that need resources for the ultimate goal of saving the dogs.
Yep. It's a fabulous goal. And bravo, Laura. You honestly, we're thrilled that it's you, that we know you, that we're seeing this grow from the ground up, because it's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be a good ride.
It is. There. You know, we've never doubted that from the first moment sitting in the living room. I mean, it was just like, this has to happen. It has to happen. It's got to be big. Our initial goal is to raise $10 million a year to keep these dogs alive, and I think we can really blow past that. I think that's such a conservative effort.
I agree. You are going to blow past
it. I'm looking forward to that day.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Oh, man. And then we're going to have such a big party when we hit the first $10
million. Right on, man.
Well, Laura, we appreciate you joining us today. And as Dee mentioned, we'll make you a regular on the show because I think this is just going to be so much fun to go follow the progression of this.
Woohoo!
Yeah, man.
It.
You take care, girl, and come back and see us and keep us updated, okay?
You got it. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on the show, and thanks for all the work that you all are doing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.